From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The risk of damaging thunderstorms and tornadoes is rising across the U.S. as the severe weather season begins to ramp up, and it could prove to be much different than last year. AccuWeather's team of long-range forecasters, led by senior meteorologist Paul Pastelak, is warning that it could be a slow start to the severe weather season, but it will escalate after reaching the midway point. Last year's severe weather season was kind of flipped on its head, with 206 tornadoes touching down in March, more than double the monthly historical average of 80, and higher than the number of twisters that were observed in April or May. The majority of tornadoes struck areas outside of the traditional tornado alley, especially in March and April, when severe weather focused on areas from the Midwest through the Tennessee Valley. A much different story is likely to unfold this year. The springtime weather patterns will promote more severe weather in the classic tornado alley, which extends from Texas through Nebraska. However, this does not mean that people outside of tornado alley should let their guard down. AccuWeather is predicting 1,250 to 1,375 tornadoes in the U.S. this year, which is above the historical average of 1,225, but is fewer than the 1,423 that were tallied last year. Pastelak added that there could be an uptick in tornado activity in California. Many factors go into creating AccuWeather's annual severe weather forecast, but there are three aspects of the forecast that will make this year stand out when compared to last. Pastelak explained that the quick warming of the Great Lakes, combined with below-average snowpack in the Midwest, could lead to an early start to severe weather in this region. This is the opposite of last year, which featured near-record snowfall in parts of the Midwest that kept a lid on severe weather over the region during the first part of 2023 severe weather season. Additionally, El Niño is currently driving weather patterns in North America, as opposed to the spring of 2023 when La Niña was present. While El Niño typically leads to below-average tornado and hail reports in the plains, it is expected to weaken throughout the spring. This could allow for an uptick in activity in Tornado Alley from April into May. That's all for now. There are more stories and regional forecasts at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.